Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for our weekly Chalk Talk with Hall of Fame broadcaster Bill Hillgrove. William, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you guys on this fine day?
Well, as you know, I'm getting ready to travel to Palo Alto, California, where Pitt tries to win their fifth in a row at Stanford, a team they haven't played there in 100 years. And all kidding aside, you weren't there, just to be clear.
I'm glad you brought that up, Larry, because it's true. Meantime, looking at the stats, Stanford is generally at the bottom of the league, and Pitt is generally middle to top. And that's probably why Pitt is favored by 2 touchdowns, but you still have to play the game and you still have to show up and compete. And that's what they have to do. I think they know it. I know they've got a couple of players that might be questionable because of injury, but I think if any team in the country has shown the ability to go to the next man up, it's been the Panthers. So let's see how it plays out. Enjoy the trip, by the way. I can't make it. I had a medical procedure yesterday, and the docs say, don't go. Too long a trip.
Are you okay? You good?
Oh, I'm 150%.
All right. Outstanding, partner. And we get a bye with Pitt, and then the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame come the following weekend. Before we move on to talk about the Steelers, this 18-year-old true freshman, Mason Heichul, is flying up the CFP quarterback power rankings. He was 43rd a week ago. He is now number one in college football. Surprise, who is this kid?
Well, after the game, you know, the visiting radio is right next to us. And I turned and I caught the eyes of Matt Chazanow, who used to produce our games on The Fan, and now is the voice of the Wolfpack. And I kind of shrugged my shoulders like, well, and he picked up his chart and pointed to Mason Heichul. And I said, yeah, that's pretty much the difference in the game.
Amen. He had another incredible game against NC State, a team that the Panthers hadn't beaten in more than 2 decades. So satisfying. But more importantly, you get another ACC win, and this team is trending up. We'll see what happens Saturday. By the way, that's a 3:30 kickoff Eastern time, and make sure overnight into Sunday you change your clocks. Meanwhile, what happened to the Pittsburgh Steelers in the second half of Sunday Night Football? Bill, the Packers being here, NBC estimated 30 million people watched that game, one of the highest rated regular season games in the history of the NFL, and things were looking good into the half. What happened?
Well, I think the back storyline of Aaron Rodgers and his protege, Jordan Love, was enough to, pique the interest and the curiosity of people who otherwise wouldn't be interested in that game. And I think that was the secret to the ratings. Meantime, the Steelers' failure, I thought, was again their defense. Their run defense in particular has been disappointing. And if you can't stop the run, you put quarterbacks at ease. And I think at one point, didn't Love had 20 or 21 straight completions?
21.
I mean, yeah, that's off the chart, and that shouldn't happen. So I think they got to get the quarterback out of his rocking chair, and let's see if it happens this week. But Indy is for real. They're a really good football team. Not that the Packers aren't, but still, after that first half, if the Steelers had continued that good trend of both sides of the ball, they probably would have won the game, but they did not. That's the reality.
What's troubling, I think, for many fans, Bill, is the defense back-to-back games dating, you know, in Cincinnati on that Thursday night. The offense looked good. 4 touchdowns for Aaron Rodgers, came back, brought the team all the way up to take the lead late. And we couldn't get a stop on defense. So something is just not jiving, obviously, with the defense, and especially with T.J. Watt.
Yeah, and I think a couple of times during that game, my thought process took me to the bad conclusion that some people were confused about their assignments. And that just shouldn't happen. So let's hope they can clear that up and play better ball against the Colts, who are, like I say, one of the better teams in the league right now.
And as you know, I know how much you love basketball. Getting ready for your 56th season with the Panthers?
I think it's that. I started when I was 7, so do the math.
And your birthday's coming up in November, by the way.
Nobody knows it more than me.
I'm sure. That said, Jeff Capel is getting a lot of kudos for the recruiting efforts, and I know it's early, obviously, but what have you seen from exhibition play?
Well, I just love Witherspoon, one of the 4-star freshmen, Makari Moore being another. But Witherspoon, I think, has impacted this team more than any newcomer, and I think that's a very good sign. I wish that DeSean Jackson, the transfer coming in as a center, would, you know, be ready to play, but that's still a problem and still a question. So let's just see how that plays out, because in the meantime, Cam Corhan led the Panthers in scoring with 21 against UPJ. And by the way, Larry, UPJ kind of surprised me. When I saw them take the court, I said, well, this team's not very tall, but man, were they feisty. And they could shoot it. And, you know, at first they threw the Panthers back. I mean, not that Providence didn't, but they kind of threw the Panthers back on their heels. And but Pitt did recover and took the game over in the second half. You can't always rely on that. So let's see if maybe against Youngstown if Pitt can have a quick start.
All right, before you go back to the Steelers-Colts, Jonathan Taylor, their running back, has been sensational. They've got some other weapons, including a great tight end. A lot of fans are concerned. How do you see that playing out?
Yeah, I think maybe the fact that Taylor, being one of the best backs, if not the best back in the league right now, I think that'll get their attention and get their focus up, and let's hope that that takes place. In the meantime, if they end up losing their third in a row, this team will have more questions than answers. And I didn't think after the start that we would be in this position, but the Steelers are, and so is their fandom. And boy, I hear it when I go out. And what about the coach? Well, okay, it's not all coaching. There are some problems with personnel that they've got to clear up.
All right, William, always appreciate your time. And we'll send you some picks from the left coast over the weekend.
Oh, I can't wait, Larry. And by the way, the Panthers have one more fan than they counted on. Number 8, Aaron Rodgers, at least for this week, anyhow.
I heard that. That's great. Yeah, he's wishing the Panthers all the best. And we'll see what happens out there at Stanford. Bill Hillgrove, thank you, brother.
All right. Thank you, Larry, and have a good trip.
Appreciate it. the great Bill Hillgrove on the Big K Morning Show. Ira Rush in studio from our newsroom. Good morning.
Yeah, baby.
What's trending?
6'7".
What is that?
6'7". Take a listen.
6'7", a meme kids can't get enough of and teachers can't get away from.
We are not saying the word 6'7" anymore. If you do, you have to write a 67-word essay.
Some schools even banning the phrase in classrooms.
You are no longer allowed to say, what number do you think I'm going to say?
6'7".
Caitlin Soriano is a 7th grade math teacher.
How much are you hearing and seeing 6'7" in your classroom?
All day, every day. It is nonstop throughout my class, the hallways, the cafeterias.
She says she banned the term last year after it became distracting for students. But now she and other teachers are leaning in.
And we hope that if it is embarrassing enough for the adults to be doing it, that maybe they stop.
The trend took off a few months ago, but has re-intensified with school back in session. Thought to originate from a rap song by Skrilla. But the experts we spoke to say the numbers really don't mean anything.
Here you go.
It's like slang to like make parents be like, what does that mean?
Yeah, baby.
It's just the latest example of slang through the years.
Eat my shorts.
From the hippie generation, where things were groovy and far out, to the 90s, where what's everyone was asking,
what's that? So, I mean, it's nothing. It means absolutely. My little cousins come to my house every day. 6'7", 6'7". And I'm like, what does it mean? I had to ask my daughter. I said, Kayla, what? Because she works with kids. And I'm like, Kayla, what does this mean? And she says, it means absolutely nothing. But check this out. Dictionary.com just revealed its word of the year. And guess what that word is?
6'7".
6'7".
There you go.
So your grandkids aren't saying 6'7"?
No.
Okay, we know.
They're little, yeah. Little.
No, what do you
they're
mean
tiny,
little?
Tiny, little.
No. They're saying 6'7". They may not be saying 6'7" in your house, but they're saying 6'7" in school, I'm sure.
Well, I'm going to ask.
Ask. I bet you I'll bet you lunch that they're saying 6'7". All the kids are saying it.
Where are we going? Chick-fil-A.
Across the street. To the calf.
To the cafeteria. All right, what else
but
is
anyway,
trending?
Humanoids.
Humanoids.
Humanoids. This is unbelievable. So people are purchasing these humanoids for like $20,000, and they do all of the work inside their home. Take a listen.
What? Robots?
Yes.
And today, we're launching Neo.
His name
our
is
humanoid
Neo.
For the home.
Neo, the robot, Nini.
That you live with it.
Yeah.
You just now telling me? Well, what does it do?
Like my chores. I just leave and I come back and they're all done.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Unbelievable. I could not see myself doing
there
any of that.
There was a cartoon called The Jetsons.
Yeah, The Jetsons,
ago.
I remember, yes.
And they had a robot made and, you know, that seems so...
We used to say
completely unrealistic.
Like, that's crazy. That'll never happen. But here we are.
So Neo.
Neo.
For how much?
$20,000. Buyers can either pay a $20,000 purchase. Yeah. So you can pay $20,000.
Can we just rent Neo?
You can pre-order or $499 a month.
What kind of chores does Neo do?
I saw a video. Wash clothes, wash dishes, clean the house. I mean, he does everything that what makes me think this is taking out, you know, we won't need nannies. You won't need maids. This is interesting. We are so gung-ho about it, but this is humanoids can put people out of work.
Let me see that picture again.
The humanoid. Does he look creepy?
Yeah, it does look creepy,
it
too.
Creepy.
You think for $20,000 they'd come up with a prettier face.
Well, maybe they
There's
will.
There's no face, just...
You can dress Neo yourself. You could put a, you know, nice little Larimore suit that you're wearing.
I'm sorry, that one just took me
Larimore.
Oh no. Okay. Now, do you like McDonald's?
I do.
So McDonald's institute new cash payment policy now that pennies are no longer being produced.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So, if it ends in 1 cent or 2 cents, you round up to 0 cents. If it ends in 3 cents or 4 cents, you round up to 5 cents. If it ends in 5 cents or zero, exact change given, of course. And if it ends in six or seven,
There it is.
You round down to five.
And if it ends in infinite,
you're not confused. If your order ends in $5.01, Larry, or $5.02, Larry, you round down.
Yeah,
you just
okay.
pay $5.
Well, they're going to figure that out
right? I just told you. I just explained it to you. How about not going to McDonald's? If you're going to cause problems
for me,
you're going to cause problems
for
them. 6-7.
Thank you, T.
You have to do it, Larry. Say it. Do it.
6-7. It
no,
doesn't mean
you
anything.
You have to do it like this. 6-7. Oh, my God. You're boring.
Thank you. Show a lot of news getting ready for this big weekend. Halloween tomorrow, changing the clocks, Steelers game Sunday at 1. And in the midst of all of that, we just heard about what McDonald's is trying to do, round up or down when it comes to the pennies. The pennies are part of what we want to talk to Dan Donovan, Senior Director of Corporate Communications with Giant Eagle, but other news. In fact, Dan is on his way to Mount Washington right now. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
Good. I don't want to steal your thunder. Why are you going to Mount Washington?
Sure. So as you've mentioned, it's an incredibly important moment for our community. Giant Eagle this week is trying to do our part in lots of ways. One of the things that we're excited about is focused on the Mount Washington community. So at 9 a.m. this morning, the brand new Giant Eagle Pharmacy in Mount Washington is going to celebrate its grand opening. It's going to be really great for the community. This is a former Rite Aid location. It was actually closed for a handful of weeks as we were getting the store ready for grand opening today. So we're really excited to open our doors and start to serve that community.
Is this the very first standalone with the new, you know, basically all the customers from Rite Aid's moving over to Giant Eagle?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things to note there. So number one, as I think has been, as folks have heard for a number of weeks now, we're really excited to be able to welcome a number of former Rite Aid customers into a lot of our existing Giant Eagle and Market District pharmacies. So that's been something we've been doing over weeks. We have today 7 standalone Giant Eagle pharmacies across Western PA and Ohio. We did, over the summer, open a former Rite Aid location in the Altoona area. But importantly, as we talk about southwestern PA, this is the first former Rite Aid location that we are opening at the Giant Eagle Pharmacy.
Yeah, and I'm sure the community appreciates that, Dan. As you know, it's obviously critical to many people to have that access in their community.
Yeah, you know, and what we're excited about is putting, you know, Giant Eagle spin on this location. So first and foremost, it was a drugstore. We want to make sure that we continue that focus on health and wellness. But Giant Eagle's first and foremost a food retailer. So what customers will see when visiting is a level of fresh food that I think it will be new for folks who are familiar with that site.
We're with Dan Donovan, Senior Director of Corporate Communications with Giant Eagle. That said, earlier this morning, we had Brian Gulish, I'm sure you know well, from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And then an hour later, we hear of a significant contribution that Giant Eagle is making toward that effort.
Yeah, it's an incredibly important moment for our communities. You know, we are already starting to hear from some customers just asking questions. I think awareness is so incredibly important at this moment, making sure that guests who rely on SNAP benefits are aware of what's happening so they can best prepare. Organizations, folks like the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, individuals were reading and watching and hearing how so many people are stepping up in big and small ways. I was really excited, and that the Giant Eagle team member, candidly, really incredibly proud when I learned that the Giant Eagle Foundation is donating $1 million to our region's food bank partners. That money is going to get into their hands right away. And given the amazing responsibility and the amazing leadership of the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, they'll be a big part of the funds that we hand out.
$1 million, Dan. You know they can feed three people on a dollar. So do the math, 3 million meals because of that donation. So that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, we're really, again, I'm really proud as a Giant Eagle team member to be able to a part of a company to make that. We also know the need is a lot greater. So we want to do our part, but we also want to continue to encourage people to do their part. We're actually in the midst of a registered campaign that we run every fall in support of the Feeding America Food Bank partners. So those customers, those team members of ours who are able to give a dollar, $2, or we just launched a feature where you can actually round up your total at the register to the next dollar. You know, it's going to take all of us to continue to support our great partners in the food banks and to support our community.
All right. That said, not tomorrow. I'm thinking it's Friday because I'm headed to California today with the Pitt team. We're doing an extra day. Yeah. But Saturday from 11 to 4, this penny drive, which is a pretty incredible idea. We notice a lot of retailers are trying to navigate that the federal government is phasing out the penny.
Yeah, so over the summer, the production of the pennies stopped. Retailers across the country, Giant Eagle included, starting receiving notices from our bank partners in recent weeks that penny allotments were either going to be limited or now in many cases just aren't coming. So for us, we know that there's a large number of our customers who prefer or for various reasons may need to pay with cash. And it's incredibly important that we're able to give them the change that they're owed. So we've been undertaking a couple of efforts. We've been quite candidly sharing pennies within our stores or among our stores. Some stores are better off than other stores. So we've been doing that for a number of weeks. We're also in the coming days looking to partner with some of our in-store coin exchange vendor partners, think of folks like Cornstar, to have them deliver pennies for us. And so we can use that. But this Saturday, you know, a first of its kind for Giant Eagle, we're holding our penny exchange event. We have all of our Giant Eagle and Market District supermarkets participating from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We invite customers to bring in their pennies. Importantly, a lot of feedback we've heard, the pennies do not need to be rolled or pre-wrapped in any fashion. Please bring those into our stores. You will, once in store, have clear direction as where that exchange is taking place. We are actually going to weigh the pennies, which is a practice a lot of banks use. We're going to weigh the pennies to expedite the process so we don't have team members there needing to count pennies one by one.
Good.
And then more importantly, we're going to give a double the value of the pennies you bring in. You're going to get in the form of a Giant Eagle gift card.
That's pretty incredible. So a minimum of 50 pennies, a maximum of 10,000, which is $100. Then you double up what you give in Giant Eagle gift cards. So you got the hat trick going, Dan. You got the new pharmacy in Mount Washington, $1 million donation to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, and the penny double down deal tomorrow. Wow. Other than that, what are you doing?
You know what? Thanksgiving coming up. We've got Halloween in a few days, and then Thanksgiving. It's Giant Eagle leadership, Bill Artman, who I know gets to spend time with you and your listeners often. He says this all the time. You need to support those who support you. So this week, I think, is hopefully just a small demonstration of Giant Eagle trying to do just that.
Appreciate the time, Dan. Good luck today.
Hey, have a great day, everyone. Thanks so much, Larry.
You got it. And as I understand, Bill Artman, the CEO and president, is going to join Marty Griffin and give more details. But Giant Eagle's kind of hitting on all cylinders today. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, powered by Bowser Genesis, here's Ellen.
All right. Thanks, Larry. We're watching with the PennDOT cameras as waves of rain move through some areas of the district. Right now, it's over the Parkway East. Very heavy rain for you coming down around the Churchill Interchange and the eastern suburbs there. And so the backups and slowdowns are certainly on the build. Right now, you'll line up right around that Wilkinsburg off-ramp before the Squirrel Hill tunnels. 28 southbound is heavy through the Aetna Bypass and then again all the way down past Millvale, the 40th and 31st Street bridges. Coming across the Veterans Bridge, very slow go traffic for you. And 579 as well because of an accident as you try to make your way over to either the ramp for Monroeville or for the Boulevard, and that would be the Boulevard of the Allies, or heading across the Liberty Bridge. So certainly a problem for you there. Parkway West inbound backs at the top of Green Tree Hill. Outbound is slow through the 79 interchange. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 8:55. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Ellen. Mostly cloudy, occasional rain. We've had some heavier rain. It's lighter now. 49 will be the high. We're at 48 degrees. And we want to check in, as we do every Thursday, with Jack Toffanelli, who's part of our Next Take Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh students who are on weekdays overnight, 1 until 5 a.m. I'm curious, Jack, when do you guys sit down and discuss the topics that you want to cover?
We discuss before our show, never. We just go in and we start recording, but we record our show around 5 the day before it airs from 1 to 5 a.m.
So the hot topics are right there in front of you. And what are some of the hot topics this week for college students?
We just covered the person who unfortunately fell at a Penguins game. That's kind of been a consistent theme of people falling in stadiums on our show for some reason. So that's one of them. And then sports, I have a sports section. I bring up sports every day. And just any news in terms of international government stuff, we cover that all the time. That's what we look at politics.
Well, I don't have to tell you then that your quarterback at Pitt, Mason Heinchel, has risen in the ranks to the number one quarterback ranked in college football. 4 games in, 4 wins in a row, with a chance to make it 5 Saturday at Stanford in Palo Alto, California. Have you met Mason yet? He's just 18.
I've not. It's crazy that he's younger than me. I'm only 19. But no, I have not met him. And I was floored when I saw that he was number one on the Heisman rankings. I did not expect that. I think him being top 10 is very reasonable. Maybe I'm a bit of a hater, but number one is a little too much right now. And I don't believe that Stanford will give him the best ability to show how good he can be against a good team. I think we should wait a little bit in the season to give him his flowers, but still amazing that a Pitt quarterback is getting this recognition.
Agreed. One game at a time, all that coach speak, you're right. Well, enjoy the game. Saturday, 3:30 Eastern is the kickoff, Pitt and Stanford. And we'll talk to you next Thursday, Jack, and hear you overnight on my way in weekdays.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Jack Toffanelli, part of our Next Take Pittsburgh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.